Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Last night, we had an experience that we've never had before in the family.
Oh.
Took my son over to high school last night for a little, I don't know what you call it. It's like a back to school, meet the teachers.
Like an orientation.
We go through his class schedule.
Yeah.
Like with him, you know, you sit in each class for about 10 minutes and meet his teachers and, you know, hear what's going to go on for the school year. And then they have all the activity tables out and you try to figure out what the hell Key Club is. Nobody knows. So we did that. And can I tell you, one, we're excited for him to go to high school. This is awesome. This is a big step.
Yeah.
Really happy about this. He is so pumped. And, you know, I gave him the little speech last night, like, enjoy this, man. 4 years goes by fast. Meet all the friends you can. Do everything you can in high school, because I didn't, and I regret it.
Yeah.
So just live it up. You know, really enjoy these next 4 years.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
The second best moment of my life last night is when we all piled into the auditorium there at the high school, and the principal got up on stage. She's up there talking about the school year and their academic policies and, you know, just giving you the lay of the land for the high school. And you guys, I almost had a moment where I stood up and just solo dad in the back standing up.
What?
Yes!
That'll make a mark.
Yes! Because she was going through the high school spiel and she came to the point where she had to discuss dress code. And the very first thing she said to the entire audience of parents and children is, this school does not allow you to wear pajama pants.
Oh,
at
and you
any
love
time.
That.
You shall never wear pajamas to school.
Oh,
let's go.
And then she went on and talked about hats and stuff, too, which I'm also on board with. Like,
yeah,
you know.
You shouldn't be wearing
but
hats
But it
school.
Wasn't that funny. Nicole, like, she was down a couple people because we were sitting next to some friends, and she just leaned forward, and so did I, and we made eye contact. Because just yesterday on the show, I was going off about kids wearing pajama pants to school, right?
Sloppy
even
is,
on
yeah.
pajama day.
Even
yeah.
on pajama day. I was like, don't do that. Have some respect for yourself. Dress up. Be professional. You're in school. You're a direct reflection of your parents when people see you like that. Then they think your parents are slobs. And then for her to stand up there in front of the entire school last night and say, we are a no pajama pants school. I damn near got out of my seat, ran up there, and kissed her on the lips. Which would have made things wicked
you
weird.
You really would, right?
But
how
now
are you in detention at 47 years old, sir?
All right, it's time for our sports report. I guess Denver sports history is being made, and his name is LaRae Garner. Garner has been selected as part of the Denver Nuggets dancers for the 26-27 season, making him the first male dancer in the history of the Nuggets' official dance team. They say this is an accumulation of years of hard work for this guy. He started dancing when he was just 16 years old. Same.
Yeah, right?
What are the odds?
Wow.
He's built a professional career performing and teaching dance right here in Colorado.
I love that.
And also, like me, his background includes hip-hop, jazz, and contemporary dance. Were we separated at birth?
You walk in here
wow.
doing jazz hands every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I wear my tap shoes into work. It's super annoying. Anyway, they say he is highly respected amongst choreographers?
Choreographers.
There you go.
People who make dance. Use your words, Jer.
You got this.
Anyway, I guess they say he dropped to his knees and was incredibly emotional when he found out that he was going to be getting the job. So when you're at a Nuggies game this season, you're going to see LaRae out there shaking his booty.
Got some moves, too. Yeah. Like that's
I was watching
exciting.
Him dance on the Instagrammies. Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, I'm pretty tapped into the world of dance.
Right.
He's pretty good, I guess. I don't know. So
got good form, does he?
Yeah.
That LaRae?
Yeah.
All right.
How about this? I'm wondering if ladies are going to be pissed off this year.
Why?
Because for the first time in NFL history, the Super Bowl will be played on Valentine's Day upcoming February.
What?
So finally, there goes your romantic dinner plans, because your fella's going to be plopped on the couch with his buddies drinking some natty ice.
Valentine's Day is for him.
No.
Finally.
Can they do that?
Yeah, so Sunday? They've extended their 17-game schedule, so it's pushed the season deeper into February. Look at me talking sports. So it lands on Valentine's Day this year. Now, get this. This is even wilder. The next day is Monday, President's Day. So that means, finally, you're going to be able to get your drink on,
yes,
go crazy for the big game, and you're going to have Monday off, hopefully, from work for President's Day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't that great? But I'm telling you right now, all the ladies are mad.
Well, you saved it with that last part, but if they didn't think of the 7th or the 21st, it has to be the 4th. Is it like a designated second? Can they do that?
Yeah,
so
it's the NFL,
confused.
Katie.
I
know, but I don't know.
Oh, they better make up for it some other. You know what? The husbands are gonna have to make up for it somehow. So I mean, that's
jewelry, I guess.
I guess you better make it count.
Just jewelry.
Expensive
fancy
jewelry.
Fancy new in your purse. Future. What's a hot purse like? Michael Kors, Coach,
sure.
Tory Burch. Get your lady a Tory Burch purse.
Gucci or Louis Vuitton.
Gucci. Whoa, it's just the suit. It's one day.
Yeah,
you're not getting Gucci out of nobody. Ain't nobody buying you Gucci.
Gucci, please.
You're gonna get Kohl's. Is what you're gonna get, and you're gonna love
Kohl's
it.
Kohl's cash.
You know what?
Yeah.
Not hating on Kohl's.
Gucci.
So.
All right. Is there anything else?
Yeah. So it is the dog days of summer in Broncos training camp. That thing is still going. And yesterday, a massive fight broke out, all because the quarterback was touched. Bo Nix, who is the quarterback of the Broncos, should not be touched by any defensive player.
Yeah.
And as things got heated yesterday, a player tackled him. He was reportedly so pissed he threw a football at one of the linemen. They were bloodied. A fight ensued. And then afterwards, he talked to the media and said, "Hey, it's all good. It's not a big deal."
I love it. It's football. It's getting me ready for the games coming up, and it's a physical practice out there played by physical people. So it got intense, and we were just really enjoying it. And sometimes in the dog days of summer, practice gets long, and the intensity runs high.
Sounds like my wedding night.
Does this not thank you for saying that. Does this not sound like a typical Wednesday where a husband just wants to try to touch his wife, and she gets so mad that a fight ensues? Come on. She doesn't want to be touched. You're not supposed to touch the quarterback. Yes, exactly. You can't touch me. She throws the dish towel at him. Jared, sounds like your life, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, no, we're smashing all the time. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right, always busy.
She's a freak in a bed.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, let's get into the hype, brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all of their showrooms. Whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen, you can find top brands and expert advice at mountainhighappliance.com. I want to do something special for our early birds listening right now. I want you to come join us at Mix 100's Wine Time next Friday under the stars on the iconic Main Street at Elitch's. So we're going to have a bunch of different wine tasting stations. It is a 21 and up event. We're going to have a photo booth, a DJ. It's going to be a heck of a time. The entire Mix crew is there. I think we'll have some nibblies.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a box of Pop-Tarts and pass them out to everybody.
We're going to take care of you. I can't wait. This is so exciting. Like, we're going to take over Main Street at Elitch's. I've been planning my outfit all month. Like, let's go.
If you'd like to join us, caller 10 right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And we'll give you a pair of passes to come join us at Elitch's next Friday for Mix 100's Wine Time. Good luck, everybody. Some other stuff floating around today. The 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominees dropped yesterday. I guess that's still a thing.
That was the actual statement. Wait, they're still doing
it? They're still doing it. And get this. What is it? 1988? Madonna is leading this year's nominations with 11 nominations, followed by Taylor Swift with 9. And then Ariana Grande's in there, Sabrina Carpenter. But yeah, Madonna is leading the charge this year. That's wild.
Madonna has new music?
Yeah, like, she's got new music. And then didn't she team up with Sabrina Carpenter as well,
there's
right?
There's that one song with her, yes. But, I mean, I don't... My favorite music video this entire year was Benson Boone's one he did with Alex Earle. That is such a cute little...
I'll watch anything with her.
That's such a cute little music video, and I love that song.
Adorbs.
So, yeah, that surprises me Madonna's in it.
Let's talk about some fat stacks of cash. Mr. Tom Holland is set for life thanks to Spider-Man. Now, his salary alone for the latest one was $20 million, and in his contract, he also gets a percentage of the profits. Now, the movie's already made $2 billion, so people are speculating that he's walking away with at least $100 million for playing the guy who squirts webs from his wrists. His first one, he only made $250,000, then he made like $500,000 for the next one, then $4,000, then $10,000, and then this one, $100 million. So, dude is set for life.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to be Spider-Man for years to come because people have loved him so much. I believe he's the longest tenured Spider-Man, isn't he?
Well, would you look at that?
I think he is. So,
you.
Look at him.
I got to play you this audio. So this is funny. This is a story popping this morning. I actually get to do a bear story today.
Okay.
The bear stories have been all over this morning show. We lead in Denver in bear stories this morning show.
Yeah, bear approved.
Number one station for bear stories. Now, there's this woman in Kentucky who woke up to discover that a bear had wandered into her house. Why did he go in there? Well, she had a bunch of leftover KFC sitting on her dining room table. Here she is talking about how her sister was alerting her about the bear.
Bro, there's a bear, and it just walked out of your house, and it came down your steps. It came and looked at me dead in the eyes on my side of the yard. She said she actually heard the table shatter from inside her house, and she thought that it was a car wreck outside. I'm a little sad over my KFC. Definitely don't leave your leftover KFC on the kitchen table.
Let that be a lesson for you. You got to pack up that KFC and put it back in the fridge because the bears are out.
There's so many things to unpack in that story.
Oh, isn't she great?
One, bears like fried chicken?
Well, Heck come on. It's an animal.
I had no idea, bro.
Bro, there's a bear.
Oh, yeah, here.
There's a bear, and it just walked out of your house.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe it. First of all, my biggest concern is that she didn't finish her KFC. I mean, who has leftover KFC?
I mean, come on, exactly. It's the Colonel.
Colonel.
That is hilarious.
Isn't that funny, though? That bear's like, I smell me some chicken.
Oh, it's the gravy. Even bears like that KFC gravy. It's addictive. Bro is right.
Who won our tickets, Josh?
That was Anna out of Lakewood.
Hey, Anna, we'll see you next Friday for Mix 100's Wine Time. Katie, what's going
on
locally?
Exciting. Okay, so a sign at 19th and Californina was spelled wrong in downtown Denver. Yeah, people are loving it. It's supposed to say California, obviously, but right there at, again, 19th and Californina, a couple of conflicting reports here. Excuse me. Some say the sign was installed Monday. Others say it was put up this past Friday. But either way, as of yesterday, it was still up, though there was a city worker on scene ready to take it down. But oh my gosh, spell check is important, especially when you're putting things up so everyone can see it.
Bro.
Now, bro is right. And they're saying that it might have been the person who created the sign. It wasn't city. But the city's getting the flack.
Is no surprise. Like, I've talked about how they don't teach spelling in schools anymore.
Yeah.
We have not had a spelling test in years come home.
Yeah.
And all the teachers are like, hey, sorry, district's not teaching it because everybody's got spell check now.
Everybody
so we
has
don't
spell
need
check.
To do spelling.
Yeah.
And this is what happens.
Bro.
And it is absolutely starting to show up now. I mean, the fact that someone put up the sign, there had to be more than one person who
checking
put up
it
this
out.
Sign.
Yeah.
Like, multiple people were there.
Quality control.
Exactly.
Looks
and
bro.
That's kind
bro.
Of, you should see the Reddit thread about this story where they're just saying exactly what you're saying. I mean, this is just one of many things I think we'll see that will be in the future
you
because
just kept it at this point.
Spelling is important.
Bro.
Yeah, you know, 19th and Florina, California.
We had an intern do our show, and it was Jeremy and K-A-A-T-I-E-E and Schmash. So it was like the weirdest thing.
And bro.
Why is Jeremy in my head?
Jeremy.
R-A-M-I-E.
I was pushing for Your Majesty, but they still won't do it.
That's what screwed him up, though. That's what messed him up. Was that right
there? Good luck
there.
Spelling that.
Again, if you want to go see that sign, it is all over social media right now, and it's just kind of funny. All right, Waymo, it's happening. It's really happening.
It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It happened.
What are you doing?
It happened.
Really doing it, aren't you?
Really doing it, aren't you? Self-driving car company is officially launching in Denver. Waymo's really happening, Jeremy.
I saw it yesterday.
Bro.
It is weird. It's weird seeing a
it's weird mo is what it is.
Passengers in the back seat and no one in the front.
Well, they say it's good because, you know, it's never tired. It's never drunk. It, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying.
But, like, good luck in the winter. I'll be curious to see how it does.
They say it's fine in the winter.
Prove
but again,
it.
So that's the thing is if you're seeing it, it's them testing it. They're still testing it. It's still in that phase, but it's going to start operating by the end of the year. So currently, Waymo is up and running in 11 cities, and they announced that in Denver, you're going to be able to hop into one by the end of the year here in the Mile High City. So just kind of crazy.
I kind of want to get in one just to try it and see what it's like.
I know, same. Like,
is there a steering wheel that you can grab in case it like goes off course?
I don't think so.
No?
I think that it is completely, once you're in there, you are giving all of your control up to the robot. So I hope you're okay.
Does
with
it
that.
Record all of your conversations and stuff in the car? I wouldn't like that.
It does.
I don't like that.
It does because didn't one of those autonomous cars take two kids to the police department?
I have no idea. Like that's the thing is they're still figuring out all of these little things that come with it. But the people that I've talked to who have done it in other cities, again, 11 other spots do Waymo already.
Yeah.
They say that it's really like the first time you do it, it's like anything you do for the first time. But people who use it religiously are like, it's just another day now. It's not like it's not
like they
different.
Take it to church.
Like they take it everywhere.
Oh,
they take it everywhere.
Dude,
so
right over her head, Josh. It's all right.
Just another day.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. In paradise? Where are you going with that?
Really?
Never mind. Keep going.
I don't know.
We'll explain it when you're done.
Okay, fine. All right. And then we also have make sure your car registration's up to date because they're making a big deal about this. Cracking down starting this weekend. If you have expired plates, what is it, 60 days that you have for the expired plates?
I think it's 30 days.
Is it 30?
Okay,
30,
bro.
But the 30 days and there is no 30-day
for your
expired like new tags.
Yeah, for the temp tags. Like you have to get
the temp tags. You have to do it before they're but if you're your normal one, the little sticker in the corner, you got 30
days. The plates, you have a little extra leeway time, but the tags, you do not. But they are really going to be cracking down. I've seen it on every news station, them reporting it, like they're going to be on full force. So yeah, if you have expired plates, maybe just pay a little bit closer attention. It's going to cost you $95 if you get caught. So
ouch.
There you go. Your wallet's going to hate you. Anyway, there's your Mile High Hype, Jeremy and Josh.